Rocking out to high Colorado. Is that rocking what John Denver meant?
Yes, they are.
You know, that up till date, I was so sick of it. I just thought, you know what, just let it be legalized. Forget about locking people up or spending taxpayers' dollars of law enforcement chasing somebody with a grass here and there. That completely changed.
There you go.
I mean, y'all's drug policy. I mean, how often are y'all turning people away that can't pass, or do people not even bother taking it if they know they're going to fail?
That's usually it. But you know, in our industry, probably like a lot like the pool. Anybody that's working outside here in Phoenix, it's hard enough to find people that want to for any wage work outside when it's hot.
That's right.
Even one of our previous interviews, he worked for his dad on the roof. He said, "This isn't for me." You know, it's so we have a whole nother set of issues trying to get people hired, and then if you throw the drug thing on top of that, it really squeezes it down. I mean, a sawmill at 7,000 or 8,000 feet in Colorado in the summertime, you know, at least it's not hot. So it might be hard work, but you know, when it's 110, to find somebody that wants to go out and dig holes and trench for sprinklers and run a lawnmower or sweep a pool or get on a roof, it's really, really hard. So you're really crippling yourself if you think that, you know, this drug thing is going to, you know, I mean, it sounds good, all this revenue that the state's going to acquire, but we'll not have revenue because nobody will be able to work or make money to buy the stuff. So.
And before that even comes to a factor, across the board with our partners, the number one biggest concern looking ahead is where are we going to get a labor pool from? We don't have workshop in schools, and they're not going to put it back in. The trade schools are, you know, dwindling by the day. Do y'all ever have trouble? I mean, that's why I think a lot of the people end up in family business because they don't have anyone else to hire.
Yeah. It's there's an interesting story to this involved with us is I was always kind of a little renegade when I was coming up, you know. So I always believe in giving people chances, you know. And really, as we were coming up, there wasn't too much of this talk about drugs and things like that, you know. So every time that we need an employee. Okay, so we decided we're going to go employee route. So we'd put it in. Guys would come in. I don't care who they were. You know, I would look at them in the eye, and it didn't matter to me what their past was, what this was. So, guys would come straight out of prison, you know, and come to our office. They, you know, I need a break. And I said, well, come on. You can work with me tomorrow. We'll go out around the route. And I became friends with them, and, you know, a lot of times it didn't work out, but sometimes it did work out. But the problem is I had, you know, four or five of these guys that really didn't work out because of these issues. So, you know, when then Doug, like I said, Doug came in, and they took me off of the hiring detail immediately.
I will say that
Tom's something. Home for wayward children.
That's right.
Rosie and I talk about personally sometimes is hiring, is finding a hiring company because it takes so much time.
Very, very difficult. Like Jay said, I mean, we would have, you know, I could take a kid right off the street, you know, and my daughter was a high school teacher, and I told her, I said, send these kids over to me if they graduate high school. That was the only thing, you know, is because that shows a little something. I know I'm not worried about college, you know. I don't even know where college is, you know. But I would take a kid and if he graduated, and we'd train him. But it was hard to keep him on because they could almost make as much as my daughter teaching.
We have a special guest to wrap up the hour who has been able to maintain the number one dealership and eliminating 52 days to be competitive in the auto industry. Mr. Dave Kimmerly.
Good morning.
He is the current owner of Sanderson Ford, a great partner, and it's amazing what y'all are able to accomplish.
Well, Romy, you know, it's important to keep a legacy. You know, we had our 60th anniversary, 61 coming up in May, And it's just talking about hiring and all the things. We have all the same problems. But you know, one of the things that we do that has helped us considerably, one of our best practices, has been for 60 years. You know, we're the only dealership that's not in Maricopa County or the metro area that's closed on Sunday. And consequently, that has helped us considerably to keep good people, young people that want to be with their families. And every other week, they have Saturday and Sunday. But every week, we're closed on Sunday.
And when you get to the top, it can be very tempting to get relaxed. How do y'all challenge yourself to stay humble?
You know, it's a good question. You try to, you know, everybody puts their pants on one leg at a time, and that's what we keep looking at every day. That, you know, for 60 years, the dealership's been dedicated to the employees and the customers they serve. So they do a better job when they're able to have a little time off, do things that they need to do, whether they go to church or play golf on Sunday. It's theirs to do what they like. And
Rosie on the House, the number one referral directory in the state, by voting at rosieonthehouse.com or ranking Arizona.